Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. In a world overloaded with tasks, distractions, and a never-ending stream of notifications, the ability to focus on one activity at a time has become an increasingly vital skill. Time boxing, the power of doing one thing at a time, by Mark Zhao Sanders, addresses this modern dilemma with a simple yet powerful solution: time boxing. This method, which involves allocating fixed periods on your calendar for specific tasks, offers a structured way to boost productivity, reduce stress, and achieve more in both personal and professional realms. Drawing on psychological research, case studies, and practical tips, Zhao Sanders provides readers with actionable strategies to declutter their schedules and focus their energies. As companies and individuals alike struggle to manage remote work, digital overload, and increasing demands on time, this book advocates for a return to concentrated effort and intentional planning. Whether readers are grappling with procrastination, seeking work-life balance, or aiming to elevate their performance, time boxing lays out a pathway for reclaiming control over one's day. With its engaging prose and compelling arguments, this book has quickly become an essential guide for anyone looking to transform the chaos of modern life into manageable, productive intervals. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, understanding the principles of time boxing. The first important topic the book delves into is the foundational concept of time boxing itself. Time boxing is more than just an organizational hack. It is an intentional commitment to focus on a single task for a defined block of time. Mark Zhao Sanders explains the psychological and practical underpinnings that make time boxing effective, including the way it leverages our brain's natural affinity for deadlines. By assigning specific tasks to calendar slots, we establish healthy boundaries on open-ended work, which helps to ward off both procrastination and perfectionism. The book also discusses how time boxing can counteract multitasking tendencies, which often lead to decreased efficiency and higher error rates. Through thorough research and relatable anecdotes, the author illustrates how even short intervals of focused work can lead to significant improvements in productivity and a renewed sense of accomplishment. This foundational principle forms the backbone of the book, guiding readers to rethink how they approach their to-do lists and daily schedules. Secondly, implementing time boxing in daily life. The second crucial topic is the practical implementation of time boxing in daily routines. Zhao Sanders offers a wealth of step-by-step guidance to help readers get started, from identifying tasks that benefit most from time boxing to choosing the ideal time intervals and integrating breaks. The author presents real-world examples from business leaders, creatives, and everyday individuals who have transformed their schedules through this method. Readers learn how to bond time boxes tightly to calendar applications, digital reminders, or even physical timers to create a sense of commitment. The book details the optimal length for different types of tasks, showing how to balance deep work with necessary breaks to avoid burnout. Zhao Sanders also encourages flexibility, teaching readers how to adjust their boxes in response to shifting priorities or unexpected interruptions without abandoning the structure altogether. By demystifying the logistics, the book makes time boxing accessible to everyone, regardless of profession or personality type. Thirdly, overcoming common obstacles and distractions. One of the standout aspects of the book is its focus on the real-world hurdles that derail productivity. Time boxing doesn't operate in a vacuum, and Zhao Sanders devotes an entire section to acknowledging and defeating common obstacles. He categorizes distractions, both internal, such as boredom or anxiety, and external, like emails or chat notifications, and provides effective countermeasures for each. For instance, the book suggests ways to communicate one's time boxing system with colleagues to minimize disruptions, and how to train oneself to recognize and redirect attention when faced with tempting diversions. It also addresses the emotional component, how to deal with guilt when not meeting initial expectations, and how to effectively reflect on and refine your approach. Through this topic, readers gain tools not just to start time boxing, but to persist and adapt the strategy for lasting change, making it realistic for those in noisy, unpredictable environments. Fourthly, time boxing for teams and organizations. While time boxing is a potent tool for individual productivity, the book extends its relevance to professional teams and organizations. Zhao Sanders demonstrates how collective time boxing can bring greater efficiency, clarity, and satisfaction to group projects. He discusses successful case studies from tech giants, startups, and nonprofit organizations that have implemented time boxing as part of meeting structures, project management, and agile workflows. The book provides actionable advice for managers on how to encourage a culture of focused work, including setting aside shared time boxes for collaboration, brainstorming, or uninterrupted deep work. Furthermore, Zhao Sanders addresses the challenges of remote work and flexible schedules, offering solutions for synchronizing time boxes across time zones while respecting individual boundaries. Ultimately, this section equips readers to champion and model time boxing at both leadership and grassroots levels, ensuring its benefits ripple throughout their organizations. Lastly, measuring progress and enhancing work-life balance. The final topic revolves around the long-term benefits and strategic use of time boxing for personal growth and well-being. The author emphasizes the importance of self-assessment, teaching readers how to track their productivity, reflect on what works, and iterate on their time boxing routines. Tools such as daily reviews, productivity journals, and digital analytics are recommended for monitoring progress. Beyond the metrics, Zhao Sanders explores the transformative impact time boxing can have on mental health and work-life balance. By imposing boundaries on when and how work is done, time boxing prevents work from bleeding into personal time, reduces stress, and boosts satisfaction. The book advocates for using time boxing not only for professional tasks, but also to prioritize family, hobbies, rest, and self-care. This holistic approach fosters a sustainable rhythm, allowing readers to achieve high performance without burnout. In conclusion, Time Boxing: The Power of Doing One Thing at a Time, by Mark Zhao Sanders, is a must-read for anyone seeking to take control of their time, sharpen their focus, and accomplish more with less stress. The book's clear guidance, real-life examples, and practical frameworks make it applicable to students, working professionals, entrepreneurs, and even entire teams. Unlike more rigid productivity systems, time boxing is adaptable, straightforward, and grounded in both research and real-world success stories, making it suitable for a wide variety of personal styles and life circumstances. Investing in this book offers more than just a time management tool. It provides a pathway toward intentional living, greater creativity, and emotional well-being. By learning to carve out focused intervals for work, reflection, and leisure, readers can break free from reactive habits, reduce overwhelm, and finally give their best efforts to what matters most. Compared to other productivity books that often promote extreme regimens or one-size-fits-all templates, Time Boxing delivers a flexible, evidence-backed strategy that can be integrated seamlessly into any lifestyle. For anyone who feels stretched thin, distracted, or uncertain about how to prioritize, this book serves as an empowering guide and a sustainable solution for reclaiming your day. If you would like to support Mark Zhao Sanders, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.